But and I graduated from Paragould, came married, came back to Piggott.
And then came back
to Piggott. Yeah. So we moved to California after we were married a while, and we lived in Southern California 3 years. Came back to Piggott. So here we go.
So you didn't ever really get very far.
No.
California is, but you didn't stay.
No, not very far.
Yeah. That's funny. Born in Piggott and ended up in Piggott. Mm-hmm. So then you you got married in Paragould?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, where was your mother born?
Here in Piggott. Well, let me think. No, mother was born on a hill outside of Piggott, but in Clay County.
But yeah. And what about your father?
Around Marion, Illinois, I think, in that section of Illinois.
And did your mother then? She grew up and went to school in Piggott.
Mm-hmm. Not in Piggott, but
kind of out from
country school.
Country
school. Mm-hmm. Langley Community, it was called.
And then, now did your father come here when he was young, or did he grow up in Illinois?
No, they came when he was quite small. There was a large family, 10 children.
Mm.
And I don't really know too much about where they were born. I guess I should have known. I may have heard it through the years, but offhand I can't recall. But they came to Rector. That's where I first know of them as being the home place. I was in Rector, and he worked with a handle mill, the father did.
Mm-hmm.
And he, there was a handle mill, a stave company, I guess. They made staves and things like this, barrels probably. And then there was one in Piggott, so they somehow came to Piggott then.
Now what did your father do for a living?
He was an automobile mechanic.
Oh, he had in the garage.
Uh-huh,
he said that
yes.
There was a garage, yeah. And your mother?
Homemaker. To my knowledge, she never did anything else. She never worked outside the home.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know where your mother's parents were from?
Mm-hmm. My grandmother was from Tennessee. And my grandfather lived all of his life in Clay County. And I can't recall where his folks would have come here from. At one time, of course we did all this, my children did, in an eighth grade history class.
Oh, they did?
They had to run down their family tree. But, you know, I really don't remember that my grandfather, that I call Papa, and my grandmother, or Mama, so if I run across this, that's my grandparents. But believe it or not, my grandmother did not want to be called grandmother. When I first came along, I was the first grandchild. And even back then, she wasn't ready for being a grandmother. Or grandma, they usually said then. But I didn't allow my children to say grandma or grandpa or mom or papa or anything along that line. It's always been grandmother and granddad.
Grandmother and granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, of course, then your father's parents were from Illinois.
Yes. And that's as far as I know anything about them. The parents both died at a fairly early age. But, in fact, the father died before the son was born. He was the seventh son of a seventh son who never saw his father, and so he could breathe in baby's mouths and cure thrush. You've heard that. And he was asked to do it many times. Now this would be my youngest uncle on my father's side, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But he never saw his father. And then his mother died before he was three.
Who raised him?
Well, the older children of this large family.
Yeah,
see, some of them were nearly grown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where is your husband from?
Piggott. Right outside the same community, actually.
You said you got married in Paragould, so I thought maybe
you... Oh, well, we had...